From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial beginning of summer, a time when white tennis shoes once again become fashionable and plans for trips to the beach enter our daydreams. On that note, let's kick off the season with some surf music. Surf guitar instrumentals soaked in reverb owe their sound to American icons Dick Dale, The Ventures, and The Surfaris. But in this global age, the sound and the nostalgia have spread far and wide. This is music by Helsinki-based Laika and the Cosmonauts, billed as Finland's number one surf band. Their new CD, Local Warming, is on Yep Rock Records. The group has landed on these shores for a North American tour, and today they're here in NPR Studio 4A. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Kiitos. Thank you.
Now, I'm not really good with Finnish names, so Matti, I'm going to ask you to first introduce yourself and introduce the members of the band.
My name is Matti Pitsinki. I play the keyboards and the second guitar on this group called Laika and the Cosmonauts from Helsinki, Finland. And on the lead guitar, Mr. Mikko Lankinen. On bass guitar, Tom Nyman. And behind the drums, it's a tiny drum set, but it's a huge noise coming out of it. And making that noise is Mr. Janne Haavisto.
I have to ask you, first of all, I mean, being Finland's number one surf band, Dick Dale knows what you guys are doing, right?
Well, he should.
Do you know him? Is he a fan? Have you met him?
Well, supposedly he's a fan. He gave a statement as a liner note for our first American release.
Have you played with him?
Not yet, but we're going to do that next Saturday in New York.
Oh, how exciting. Oh. Well, I have to be fair, though, because your music does go beyond just what we used to hear in the 50s and the 60s. You can hear a little bit of kind of spy noir stuff and cinematic threads in your music, some straight-ahead rock and roll. But what was it that attracted you to this American style of music, Matti?
The American cultural influence is just so big and has been for decades. You can't really escape from all of it, but why we chose this particular style of self-expression, that beats me.
Was it on radio that you initially
heard? I guess we all approached this through some vinyl records. We thought, that's a weird sound, let's get into it.
Well, I think that's probably the best thing we can do at this point, is get into it. You're going to start things off with a tune that you call Meneito Paraiso.
Bingo.
Bingo. Is there anything you'd like to say about it before you play it? Nope, I guess not. He's turning on the amp.
Thank you.
Meneito Paraíso, performed in Studio 4A by Laika and the Cosmonauts. It's a tune you can find on their new recording called Local Warming. The organ is such a distinct sound in your band, and in particular that tune.
The organ sound that you just heard comes from a bright green Italian-made electric organ named Farfisa. This particular model doesn't even have a model name on it, so it's just a green Farfisa from the 60s.
How on earth do you keep that thing in shape, given the touring that you do?
I really don't. Again, you don't see what's happening, but the whole top is coming off.
Yeah, well, duct tape solves all problems, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Also known as Jesus tape.
Is that what that's called? Because it performs miracles?
Yeah.
May the force be with you, but it's duct tape holding the universe together.
I believe that. It really does sound like those tunes that at least I grew up with, Telstar, that beginning of Telstar. And even the name of your band, Laika and the Cosmonauts. Now, Laika, I mean, see if my memory holds, was the Russian dog.
Yeah, the first dog in space.
Right. Well, Yanni, I understand that you and Miko used to be in a group called Pluto and the Astronauts?
Yes, we did. But it was sort of natural when we decided to keep up that instrumental thing with these other guys.
Yeah.
To switch the side. It was still the Cold War era, and we...
Yeah, so it was the year 1987 when we started, 17 years ago.
Ah. The last time the cicadas...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And we are mostly underground with red eyes, too, so we have lots in common.
Well, I'm sure when these little insects emerged, they'd wondered what had happened with the band, and I bet they'd be surprised at your success.
Hey guys, they are still here. You lost the bet.
What has it been like for you guys to break into the American market? I mean, it's hard enough for American artists to break into the market.
It's hard and expensive and strenuous and oftentimes like hell.
So you came to the United States, became big stars, and went home, and once the United States accepted you, Finland thought you were cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it goes.
And now we are getting bigger because Quentin Tarantino said in an interview a couple of weeks ago in Finnish paper that he likes the band.
So. Oh.
And he owns some records, and he could even consider using some of the music in his films.
I can imagine. You're going to play a tune for us next, and it's kind of an odd title, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to sound. Disco Plank?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to ask.
Don't ask. It's easier for all of us.
If I don't ask what it means,
yeah,
or if you have anything to say.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide if they should break out their glitter balls. This is Disco Plank, played by Laika and the Cosmonauts. Disco Plank, played by Laika and the Cosmonauts here in NPR's Studio 4A. Disco Plank, simple. It's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's worthy of the white suit. What can I tell you? So you all have been together since 1987.
And still in talking terms.
Well, why? How? I mean, is there blackmail involved?
Well, you know, we've given up all hope. We consider it as doing life without a parole.
Yeah, we tried breaking up a couple of times, but it didn't work out.
It sounds like the music might hold you together, you know.
It might have something to do with it.
And yeah. Food.
And duct tape.
And duct tape. You're in the middle of a North American tour. You're going to be playing in Asbury Park, New Jersey on June 3rd, in Somerville, Massachusetts on June 4th, and a three-day gig, New York, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. How does a show, for example, differ from what people can hear on the CD? What do people expect when they go to your show?
If they are familiar with our records, then the shows probably will provide higher tempos, up to 50%.
So in this sedate studio environment, we're keeping you at a moderate pace. Are we holding you back?
Yes, you are.
Well, we have one more chance to correct that. You're going to do a song that's called New York 79, Laika and the Cosmonauts. New York 79, performed by the group Laika and the Cosmonauts here in NPR Studio 4A. It was nice to have you all here.
Thank you.
Laika and the Cosmonauts' new CD is called Local Warming. It's on Yep Rock Records. And there's more music and information on our website, npr.org. Our feature producer is Ned Wharton. Our engineers are Drew Reynolds, Brian Jarbo, and Terry Knight. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.